Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up, cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, July the 31st, last day of the month, Monday, July the 31st of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, doing another intro as we prepare for the series that starts tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow's the first. So tomorrow night, 7 p.m., we start the Fire God series. So just want to kind of whet your appetite a little bit as we go through the introduction of what the series is going to be consisting of. We did the series, or we did the show already, where I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified in the intro part one, and we talked about what's all going to be included in this series. So we went through and I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified that we're going to be talking about the jinn, we're going to be talking about fire beings, we're going to break down the flaming sword. We're going to break down the elements, carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and phosphate, and how those elements make up what we call dimensions or dimensional beings. Some people may call them actually elementals. And what I want to break down is how you fit in and where you fit in those dimensions, in those essences, or in those frequencies, those waves, or those vibrations. Now, this is a very important series because it builds upon the last series. So the Fire God series is going to break down for you how you oscillate or vibrate, for lack of a better term. And in this series, again, we're going to be talking about the fire in your bones. We're going to be talking about the fire in the blood. We're going to talk about the fire that does not burn. We're also going to discuss the fire itself. We're going to talk about the liquid fire, dragon fire, fire combustion or ignition. And we're also going to be talking about the star fire, fire beings, and the jinn. Now, we're using as our scriptural text, the scriptures talks a lot about fire. Whether we're talking about fire in your bones, whether we're talking about the being baptized by fire, or being baptized in fire, the scriptures also talks about, as we talked about in a previous series, in Jeremiah 23, verse 9, how the word is equivalent to fire. But today we want to, and we discussed that in part one. That's why this series is so important, so that way you can understand your right. Now, this is your birthright. Now, your birthright is to understand this knowledge. Now, one of the meanings of the word fire is inner light or inner knowledge. And it's very, 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 very important, my brothers and sisters, to understand this. Because without this, you're leaving some informing on the table. And this informing that you're leaving on the table is your ability to have this inner light, this divine fire, this awe spark. The word fire, again, what is it? Fire is a chemical reaction called combustion. Now, again, I was going to do this as part one of the series, but I wanted to do this as the introduction, so that way everybody that can actually see why this series, like the previous series and the series after this, is so important. Because fire is the result of a chemical reaction when we're talking about physics. Fire is also the result of a spiritual reaction when we're talking about spirit. So the cosmogrator created a physical component of every spiritual element. And without this understanding, my brothers and sisters, it is very difficult to wrap your brain around the things that I talk about as a metaphysician. So as a metaphysician, I live in a world that most people don't know exists. There are few people who have this ability to at least start to grasp some of the basics. And usually they are the life path 7, or they are expression 7. They may have the number 7 in their path somewhere. They may have the number 11 somewhere. They may be a master number 11, a master number 22, or number 33 like myself. Usually those are the numbers that allow people to have a natural God-given ability to have this thing called discernment. Now, if you don't have it, if you're not one of those numbers, that's actually a blessing. Because this is the kiss of mental illness. What most people call mental illness is actually a spiritual gift. We live in a world, however, where people are demonized because they are schizophrenia, or they have, you know, arrested development disorder, or they have ADHD, which is what I call, you know, EDHD. So people who have a mental illness are actually way more spiritual. I tested this theory out when I worked in the Supermax prison, and I worked at the psych ward. And at the psych ward, everybody there, there was three tiers or three levels or three floors. And each floor had about 30 residents, inmates. So that's a total of 90 people that was all stone cold crazy. And when I worked in the Supermax and then I worked at the psych ward, it's very interesting because that's when I was first introduced to the inner fire. And now remember, we're talking about the definition of the terms that I'm going to be using. So that way, when we start the series tomorrow night, we can hit the ground running. I won't have to reintroduce some of the constructs or concepts for you. Now, everything I teach is not theory or theorem. It's not a theory, it's a theorem, meaning that it's knowledge, it's experience, it's biblical, it's canonized, non-biblical, and it's scientific, and it's biological. So I try to make sure I have five layers or five elements of truth to interweave, so that way when somebody doesn't accept the biblical aspect of it, I can give them the biological. When they don't accept the biological, I can give them the chemical. When they don't accept the chemical, I can give them the esoteric. So I have something for everybody, regardless of your disposition. And one of the things about fire that I learned that helped me to go with what I always knew. I always knew when I was first went to a psychiatrist, I went for the money. They said that, hey, there was an ad in the paper that said that, do you have these symptoms? And I was in, you know, a little bit on hard times. And I was married at the time, my first wife. And there was this company called Farmco up near Austin. And you could go up there and you could stay there for a week, 2 weeks, and be a lab rat, and they would pay you $5,000. So I was like, hey, I signed up for that $5,000 in exchange for somebody to, you know, take my blood every day. Some people were actually given the drug, and then some people was actually given, you know, the sugar pill or the, I forgot what they call it. What's the word? Anyway, you guys know what I mean. The placebo. There we go. Thankfully, I had no idea until after the study, I was one of the people that was given the placebo. Now, talk about the, wow, talk about the grace and mercy of God, because I found out later, during that study, a lot of people that actually took the drug, they had some serious complications. So you're talking about dodging a bullet. So I was inside of a medical facility, I couldn't text. We could not go nowhere. We could only eat the particular diet. We had to go to sleep at a particular time, wake up. This study was crazy, but I got $5,000. And during this study, again, one of the things that they were studying was mental illness. And then right after that, I went to the University of Texas here in San Antonio to see this specialist that was flew in from Brazil to deal with a special type of bipolar disorder, because there's four levels. Supposedly, I had a bipolar disorder that was based upon my brain wave pattern and the EKG machine that was non-functional. So according to the doctors, there's no way a person's brain can do what my brain does without the brain going into what my two children have. So my oldest son and my youngest daughter both suffered from severe epilepsy. Thankfully, both of them have now conquered their epilepsy with no medication, but doing exactly what I do every day. So I never got seizures. I never had seizures, even though my brain has the, when you put it up on an EKG machine, my brain pattern, as well as my heart. I was told since when I first started playing football, and I had to get my brother to basically, he would go and get his physical. I would make a copy of it, change his name, and then he would sign it. Otherwise, I couldn't play football because I have what they call irregular heartbeat or heart rhythm or something like that. So if you right now you put your hand on my heart, it goes do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- into the military by sneaking, because I know this, but they don't. So whenever I go to the doctor, I make sure, because I know how to calm my brain and my heart so I can at least fake the funk for 10 seconds whatever amount of time that they put that little thing on my chest so that way the doctors don't pick it up and try to give me some type of medication. So I'm saying all of this because fire, when it's not harnessed, manifests inside the body and creates a combustion or a chemical reaction that causes abnormal responses. But it's actually a good thing. But the medical, the doctors, I can't even say that they know. They probably don't know. But the reason that I'm telling you this, because there may be somebody listening to this show today, that you sometimes feel a little, off. But it's my job to let you know that, you're not off, you're gifted. That's your gift. So during my bipolar, my high highs and my low lows, during my high highs, my creativity, I can write a book a day. But during my low lows, man, I'm in the dungeon. I make a lot of bad choices and bad decisions. So it's very important it comes with the territory. Because whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, the pendulum also swings to the right. So I don't know if you ever read, Little Richard or like saw his life story, or Elvis Presley, or saw his life story, or if you ever just listened to, Jim Carrey. I really like Pink's life story. I mean, any great Kanye, them suckers are crazy, but they're also gifted. So the thing that makes you crazy is also the thing that makes you very intuitive or very intelligent. That's called fire. Fire, my brothers, spiritual fire is a spiritual reaction. Physical fire is a chemical reaction. Now, if you don't understand and overstand and understand this basic concept of what fire is the result of something reacting to something. It's called combustion. And at a certain point, the combustion reacts. That is called the ignition point. What I will be revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying during this series is the ignition point. This is when flames are produced. Now, these flames is the divine intelligence. So this divine fire, the fire that burns in everybody's soul, this fire is a form on this earthly realm, and it burns people or hurts people because it's dangerous, because fire produces something. Fire is primarily made up of carbon, oxygen, nitrogen. Now, what are you made up of? Now, remember, during this series, we are talking about the five elements that are the five dimensions that you are made up of. But we're talking about something that's very different, because we're talking about a different type of carbon when we're talking about fire. We're talking about carbon dioxide instead of carbon 7 or carbon 12 or carbon 21. And so we got to break this down for you during this series so you can understand that the thing, carbon dioxide, that plants release when we breathe in, we release carbon dioxide. Plants breathe it in. There are certain entities or beings who do the same thing. So we need to break down carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and the last thing that makes fire fire, phosphorus, phosphate. Now, those are the five elements that make up you. So you are fire, contrary to popular belief. So I need to break down the difference between, because see, nobody's going to tell you the truth. So when the scripture says this fire shut up in my bones, your bones produces inside of your bone marrow, one of the things of the bone is to produce blood. The blood has ignition, cognition, or crystals. And inside the blood, these crystals are only activated during a specific time, or a specific disposition, I should say. And if you don't have this fire activated in your blood, then you are not, how can I put this delicately, you're not oscillating, or you're not vibrating on the same level as the big G. Now, it talks about this in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 6. We're going to break it down during the series. It talks about this again, as I just mentioned, in the book of Numbers as well. Now, this is so, so important, because when we really look at fire, we really don't know what it is. Now, once we know what it is, then our lives switch. How do you be more productive? How do you optimize your life? How do you really be productive? I'm talking about, like, I woke up this morning, and I remember I was talking about this with my wife, and I was talking about, I stayed up all last night, and I didn't sleep. And it wasn't because I wasn't sleepy. It was because I had fire. See, fire, remember what it is. It is a chemical or a spiritual reaction to something. But this term produces something. This is how you know you're on the right track or not. Because if you're on the right track, you're going to have the result of fire. Now, the result of fire is called combustion. It's like combust I on. Now, another word for it, for me, could be like the word, you know, orgasm. When a man has an orgasm, or when a woman has an orgasm, there is a combustibility or a combustion or a ignition or a combustion, I got to put this in a G-rated version. There is something that's very energetic. In fact, science says that is the most powerful force on the planet. So combust ion is a process. So when we talk about combustion, we're talking about a specific process. Now, this combustion only happens if fire is ignited. So you got to find your ignition point. See, everybody got a different ignition point. What is yours, brother? What is it? The ignition point is the act or the process where rapid oxidation takes place. Do you know that oxygen causes oxidation? It causes entropy. It causes stuff to, you know, oxygen is like really dangerous. So this slow oxidation process produces heat and light. So there is a chemical combination that takes place that produces heat and light. Now, there is also something called cold fusion or bioluminescence. It doesn't produce heat, but it does produce light. So there is two types of combustion. There is two types of ignition points. I got both of them. So when I get my high highs, what do I have? I have heat and light. When I get my low lows, it's called depression. And they say, hey, take this medication. They say, hey, you got bipolar disorder, dude. You know, you might hurt yourself or hurt someone else. So I still have this combustion, but I don't have the light. So during that period, everybody wanted to lock you up, put you on drugs, do this, nothing. See, the heat and the light, heat and light also comes with the cold and the light. So the firefly has something that I've studied for years and how I learned the biological process that led me to understand the spiritual process. So the same thing that when I learned about this thing that really, really bothered me about the homosexuality. And I had all of my friends that was homosexual, men primarily. And since the age of, man, I can remember, wow, 12, 11, I've been getting hit on by gay men to this day. I can go to the store right now. I got some dude looking me upside the head. And I had to find out why. And then I found out why. And then I had to, you know, break this down biologically, because that community doesn't accept the spiritual definition. But when you give them the biological definition, you give them the chemistry, then there is no debate. There's no argument because that is an exit. Nobody can debate that. Nobody can debate that the anus is an exit wound. It's an exit area. It's not an entry point. So I never debate these. I never talk about or teach that from a spiritual perspective. Oh, you know, God hates homosexuality. That just causes flames. But they're cold light. It doesn't cause heat. So we have to learn what causes or what is the ignition point. Because you got one too. I can say something to you and I'm going to ignite the fire in your blood. And it's going to piss you off. And then you want to meet me in the parking lot. Or I can say something, I'm going to ignite something inside of you that's going to bring about compassion and love, and we can sit around and sing kumbaya and, you know, fellowship. But do you know the ignition point? Do you know your own ignition point? This is all part of what we have to learn during the fire series, because this fire series is the process by which certain type of combustion takes place. Now, that's just an introduction. That's basic. This is like elementary school, 101. So what is fire? What have you ever asked? Have you ever thought about, like, is fire made up of what? Well, we just said that fire is made up of carbon dioxide. It's made up of oxygen. It's also made up of hydrogen and nitrogen. But the carbon and the phosphorus in it, or it produces the phosphorus, is different. So everybody's listening to the sound of my voice as I would break down into the series is a fire being. But your fire is either cold or your fire is hot. Because fire is a chemical reaction that gives off heat or cold. Some fire doesn't burn, as we read inside the scripture. There's a fire. Remember, Moses went up to the burning bush, and it was a fire that was burning, but it did not consume the bush. What? That's cold fire. That's Lucifer. And remember when God appeared to Moses, he said that, Moses, hey, dog, you two, you know, I can't show you me, because if I do, you'll be consumed. So I'm going to show you my hind parts. See, this is where I lose everybody. But if you understand physics, this is why science is so important. So God tell Moses. Now, if you know the story, Exodus 33:23, please read it for yourself. Don't believe a word I'm getting ready to tell you. Now, this is really for the series, but I need to tell you so that way you can understand why you need to be on this series. Or you need to go to the Father yourself and ask him to explain this to you, because what I'm about to tell you is going to mess your, it's going to mess up your theology. Now, remember, whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, the pendulum also has the potential to swing to the right. So when I have my high highs, the way that I'm so creative, the thing that makes me. Now, I found this thing. I should say thing, but this app, and I may share it with everybody. I don't know. I'm still praying about it. And it was like so accurate. It was like, wow. It was kind of scary how accurate it was. And I just typed in the letters of my name. Now, remember, I've been doing this for years, but I found another interpretation of the language, because now I'm dealing with people whose names are not Hebrew-based. And so now I have to find a different way of breaking down the letters of the name. So I've been doing more African, like the one I just did, that I just posted on Facebook today. So it doesn't have a Hebrew undertone. So I had to get something that was more, that was geared toward that particular culture. In this case, it was an African. So I had to find that culture's definitions of the names. And when I type my name, the letters of my name in that culture, because I'm African. Wow, blew my cookies, curled my toes. Y'all don't understand. That's kind of one of the reasons why I stayed up all night, because I was on fire. I was motivated, and I was knocking out reports like there was no tomorrow. Why? Because I understood something, and it gave me light. So what do you see when you see a fire burning? Do you know that's when you look at a fire burning, do you know that the flames that you're seeing, the flame is a gas that is reacting. So fire is made up of atoms or molecules. Fire is made up of atom. You atom, brother. You atom. Now, I'm more atom than you, because why? I'm A blood. So that's the original blood of the human. So if you are old blood, then your fire, your flame is different from mine, because your flame is not based upon carbon. Your flame, again, if you're old blood, is based more upon oxygen or nitrogen, depending on whether you're O positive or O negative. So I need to break down what type of fire being are you. Because the molecules or the atoms inside the body, because the body is the Bible. So what is the state of matter doing a flame? What happens to your mass or your matter doing a flame, brothers, sisters? And what is the spiritual significance of a flame? The word flame in Latin is flamma, F-L-A-M-M-A. It just means visible gas. So a flame, again, is a hot or cold visible gas. But spiritually, it's an elemental. So an elemental means that fire has a form and it has a spiritual meaning on this dimension. So the element of fire, my brothers, the element of fire is different based upon the house that you come from. The house is the zodiac. And that's why I put inside of your, again, Dear Kinnear report, which house are you from? Whether it's earth, whether it's water. Some of you are a water being. Some of you are a fire being. Some of you are a dirt being. Some of you are an air being. That has to do with the ignition. So fire is associated specifically with three of the specific we say the word zodiac, for lack of a better term. Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. Now, if you know anybody that is an Aries, if you know anybody that is a Leo, and if you know anybody that is a Sagittarius, you already know that what I'm saying is true. I don't have to tell you. You already know that if you ignite their blood, they will go off. Do you know anybody that? Are you a Sagittarius? Are you one of the fire beings? Are you from the house of the fire? Well, during the series, we're going to break it down. We're going to break down your firehouse or your fire being. We're going to make sure that you understand what molecules, what atoms, because you're an atom, you, the atoms of the molecules of gas, and then what causes your fire to ignite, and what creates what is called a combust ion, combustion. So fire not only has a spiritual significance, it also has a physical or biological significance. Now, when we get into the symbolism that's in all of our, especially the baptism, when we get into the meaning of the baptism by fire, we're going to break that down as well, because fire has a specific meaning every time it's talked about throughout the Helios Biblios, and we're going to break down what the Bible talks about, baptism by fire. And we're going to talk about when my boy called down fire from heaven and it consumed the altar and everything around it. What does that mean? So trial by fire. You ever heard that term, trial by fire? We're going to break that down. So there's a lot of things that we're going to break down during this series that makes it very important. It makes it very, very important for you. If you are a spiritual person, if you are a master number person, because what is happening to you is what is happening to me. Most master numbers, and it is my prayer, there's a few people that are triple 11s. Man, every client that I've had that's been triple 11 has suffered from severe, whether they tell me or not, because a lot of them are on the DL. Even some sevens, most of them have severe migraines, or they have some type of, how can I put this delicately? They have some type of a mental processing issue because of the fire, because it's creating a chemical reaction. It's causing combustion, and they don't have no avenue of expression. So you got this fire pent up in your bones. And if you don't release that fire out of your bones, it causes havoc. and you have a, what they call arrested development disorder. You got bipolar disorder. You're schizophrenia. You like my boy on Split, in the movie Split, where that fool was walking around. You know, he had all of this stuff. Man, I can relate, because that stuff is very true. Now, I can't tell you all the stuff I know, because like I told you, if I told y'all everything I know, we probably would not be friends, because y'all think I fell off the wagon. However, I need to tell you the basics, what fire is. So now that we understand what we're going to be talking about, fire, now we're going to go to the next word in the series, God. Now, I've done a lot of shows on God, man. I've talked about that word. So we got to now give you guys the meat and potatoes during this series, because this is a word that is thrown around that really bothers me a lot. Because when we talk about, again, fire and God together, fire is always made up of triangles or threes. So they call it the fire triangle or the combustion triangle. Firefighters call it the fire diamond. All fire has three ingredients in order for it. They call this the triangle of death. You talk to a firefighter, they know that if you put this triangle together. Now, I've been saying this. I got to find my board, man. That over the years, I used to always write down the three. They would just come to me. Numbers, I mean words, like faith, hope, and love, you know, Father, Son, Spirit, focus, discipline, and order. It's called the power of three. And I had a list of all of these words, and I had a triangle. Now, I had to find it so I can take a picture of it and show you guys. But because these three elements, the fire needs to ignite. Without these three, there is no ignition. And fire must have these three agents to ignite. God must have these three attributes to be God. Now, God has a lot of attributes. I did the book called The Standard. And in that book, I break down, again, God. And I break down the attributes, omnipresent. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's all-present. And there's other, you know, like omnisimplistic. That's another one of the omnis. All God is always preceded by that word omni, O-M-N-I. And fire, again, and I will break down heat, I will break down fuel, and then I'm going to break down this, what is called oxidation. Usually, the Bible calls it oxygen. Now, I've broken down this before, and I've said this is the genetic code of God. To me, from a physics, from a biological perspective, I can break God down based upon the molecular structure of how he manifests himself. Now, you got to be careful because, you know, you step on sacred cows when you start saying God is blank. So I always like to say, because I'm not in the business of offending anybody. I'm trying to get out of that because I've been, you know, saying that, coming a little too hard. And you know, stepping on toes. So I'm not gonna say God is blank, but I'm gonna say God exposes, and expands himself as blank. And we know it as the Father, Son, and Spirit, or some cultures it's Father, Mother, and the Son. And when we talk about it from a biological or from a physics or a chemical perspective, we're talking about it from a heat, fuel, and oxidation. And the thing that oxidation causes something to oxidize is oxygen. So without those three things, you don't have no fire. So I need to tell you what heat, what is your heat? Everybody's heat is different. We're going to break that down in the series. What is your fuel? Everybody's fuel is different. I call it your motivated abilities payoff. What's yours? Most people don't even know. So that's why you ain't got no fire. It is impossible to have a God or a fire. You can't have God unless he's all-knowing, unless he's all-powerful, unless he's all-present. Without that, if your God is inside of space, if your God is inside of time, and your God is inside of mass or matter, those things are, again, they're not omnipresent. They don't contain all knowledge. So therefore, your God is limited. by space. Your God is limited by time. Your God is limited by mass or matter. So therefore, your God is a demigod. Most of the gods I know, in fact, I think pretty much all of them, they're demigods. They are defined because somebody defined it and they put it in a box. The moment you put God in a box, he ceases to be God. God is all-knowing. The moment you know God, you don't know God. Let me say that again. So you got a name. That's why I sometimes use different names. I don't really like using the name Yahuwah or Yahushua. I like Asher, Ayah, Asher, I am that I am. So whatever you put in I am, blank, I am. So whatever name you can put in there, but once you name it, remember, when you name something, you limit. A label is a limit. I don't know what it's about us as, I guess, being in this box. Since we're limited, we want to limit everything else. The moment that you see something, I like scientists, they discover something new, they're like, oh, we got to name it. Now, that's how we relate to stuff. Have you ever seen something without a name? Because if you don't name it, it doesn't exist. Now, they scientifically proved this. They did that study over in Russia. They had babies. Babies were born. They said nobody touched them. Nobody gave them any love. And they didn't give them a name. All them babies died. And this is scientifically true. This is a study that they did, you know, with babies. They born and put them in a room. Nobody touched them. Nobody get care for them. They fed them some kind of way where there was no human touch. And they never gave the baby a name. Baby didn't exist. Baby died. All of them. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But all I know is that if I show you something that you've never seen before, the first thing you're going to say is, Doc, what is that? I say, I don't know what it is, man. It's we gotta give it a name. But the moment that you name it, you lame it. Now, we got a name. This name makes us lame. Now, your name is great. My name is great. But my name has strengths and weaknesses. So the moment you put a spirit in a box, you make it lame. You limit it. So the moment that you say God is blank, God like, I'm that plus more, homie. So we try to say, God is, he's all knowing. So no matter how many attributes we give God, there's just not enough of them. We just run out of epithets. We run out of names for God. So you can name God whatever. That's why in the book of Revelation, he says that my name is the entire word. Every frequency, every wave, every vibration, anything that exists and doesn't exist, that's God. So God, for me, I don't know about you. So when I talk about God, I'm talking about something that most people's brains, my brain has difficulty wrapping itself around that construct. But I do it. I force myself not to limit God because I don't want no limits. I don't want to put no limits. I worship the most highest God, the most high. Now, there's a lot. Now, remember, Melchizedek was a priest. He's the only priest mentioned. He's the only person mentioned in the entire Helios Biblius that addresses the most high God. And then Yahushua says, I'm after that dude. And then Yahushua said, I'm going to make a bunch of other people like me. The scripture says we don't know what we shall be, but we shall be like him. So I don't know. He had a glorified body because when he came out after the road, he said, touch me not, for I have not ascended. That means that he has not ignited. So I got to break that down so that way you can understand. Because what Yahushua was saying is that, hey, touch me not, for I have not ascended. Ascension. So the last show and every show that I'm doing is for one purpose only, your ascension. Now, the New Age movement, they tell you that you go out and stand in the sun, you practice some yoga techniques, you eat a good diet, and bam, you will ascend. Now, that may. Now, what is ascension? Ascension is just another word for salvation. What is salvation? Salvation comes from the word salve. Now, the word salve comes from the word ointment. The word ointment comes from the word Chris. The word Chris comes from the word Christos or Christos, which means an ointment. It means to take something and to rub it. It means to put a salve over a wound. So it means to heal somebody. It means to make somebody whole again. So the word salve gives us the word salvage, which gives us the word salvation or salva. So sal, S-L-A, and then you can add V-E. Everything that I'm talking about, everything that I do, the whole purpose of this series and every series I do is to result in salve. I want to salvage. I'm trying to salvage something. So everybody's definition of how this salvage or this salvation takes place, that's the problem. Everybody and their grandmother know I got an idea on salvage. So what I did was not only did I do the biblical stuff because it says it in Hebrews 6. So I did that. Then I continued to read Hebrews 6. I didn't stop. Because it says, okay, let us go on past to maturity. Now, my name under this new thing, I did, that's what it means. It means maturity. And it's interesting that I'm teaching maturity. And then it says something that really messed me up. It said that I can't, and this is true. Now remember, this is a app that I found that when you put letters in, it finds the original esoteric. Now, I've already had one, but this one's better. I got a new one. So what I'm going to do is I'll probably redo everybody's name that I've done and send it out to everybody as soon as I get. Hopefully, I can try to get to it today. Everybody who's, especially as everybody's part of the Claronomics Temple Building or the Claronomics Life Optimization course, I'm definitely going to make sure that I redo your name and then just email it to you. If you got a Hebrew-based name, it's pretty much the same. My name is a Hebrew-based name, but it's an African. I got the African part of me because of being a carbon being. And so it says something about, again, not being alone. It says something about groups. And it said everything that I've done in my entire life was in that it was crazy. I couldn't believe it. Because now, I've been doing this for a long time. I pretty much read just about everything. But you can't put God in a box. God, and this is what I'm saying. So when I say fire, I'm talking about something that's off the planet. So a fire God ignite something in you that came from a place that's not on this planet. So when I talk about the purpose of the Fire God series is to understand S-A-L-V. S-A-L-V, it means an ointment used to promote healing or protection. S-A-L-V-E, salve. That is the base root word for salvage and salvation. So salve is the purpose of this series, the last series. The reason I started this 20 years ago and I started my first Eagles Club, it says in my new understanding that I would always do this. I would always have a group or seek to have an impact on a group. My name in Hebrew means, as I've said before, Bethesiah. All of this, again, ties into what I am doing, which is my purpose, which is why this is so important for you to understand your purpose. Because every day I find something else new about my purpose. Every day I become more nosestesum. It means to know thyself. I spend more time studying myself than I do studying anything else. Every day, and I've been doing it for 20 years, and I'm finding out something new. So how long have you been studying yourself? You haven't even started yet? Oh, man. Come on, man. Salve, again, is an ointment. It means ointment. It means something that smooths, something that relieves, something that nullifies, something that modifies. Salve, S-A-L-V-E. Now, salve results in salve. Salvage. Now, how do you salvage something? Anybody know how you, like, I want to go out and I want to salvage something? The word salvage means to save. So that's why in Christianity they say, hey, are you saved? That means, have you been salvaged? Did somebody go and get you out the trash? Did you get saved? The word saved, salvation comes from the word salvage. Salvage comes from the word salve, which comes from the word ointment, which comes from the word Christ, which comes from the word office. So the word Christ is the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. The office was given to you by the person. The person came from a particular place. So if you don't understand the person, the place, and the position, then you don't have no salve. You ain't got no ointment. I can't smear nothing on your head. That's why when you go to an altar call in the church, they take an olive oil and they put it on your head as a symbolic representation. Remember, everything that the church does outside, that's why when you get baptized in water, you're going to be getting baptized in fire. But it's inside. Jesus said, I come to teach, but I never teach unless I teach a parable. He said, I only teach in parables. That means they have an outside meaning. He says, for them to know. But the inside meaning is only for my people to know. So most people that I know that's a part of the church, they don't have a clue about the inside meaning. So you go outside and you get dunked in some water, that don't mean shiznits if you ain't got dunked in the water on the inside of your body. It's an inside-outside job. It's not an outside-inside job. So salvage fire shut up in my bones, that means that there is a spiritual reaction that takes place that ignites the fire that is inside of your bone that gives you something called compassion. It is what is called, again, phase in physics. It's the physics of love. It's called phase conjugation. It's called implosion. It means that your heart, instead of it exploding, it implodes. It collapses on itself. It goes inside. That means your heart gets so full of love that it actually gets, it doesn't physically get smaller, but it spiritually gets smaller. Because you become so loved, you become so full of love and compassion that you zoop, you just kind of like vibrate on a body chum. And for you know it, you be like Jesus did on the Mount of Olives. You just zoom, you just gone. Beam me up, Scotty. That is what we're going to be talking about in the plasma when we get to the last series, where we're talking about your state. And it's my prayer that as we go through, we've already did the blood, we already did the carbon, now we're getting ready to do the fire, and then next we're going to be talking about the plasma and then the light. And it's my series, it is my prayer that during each series that you go with me on each one of these levels. But Brother Will, how do we know that we are actually changing? Because the act of salve is, I'm going to save property. That's what it means. I am the property of Yahushua. And again, I use that name loosely because his name is the entire word. But since I can't sit here and say every word that has ever been penned, it takes too much time. So I'm just going to say, I'm just going to pick one as a representation of all. That's why I don't get into now. I used to get into the whole name and the claiming thing. I fight over the name, but I don't do that anymore because I understand. I understand that there's something that should be going on. It is the act of saving anything from danger. Now, salvage gives leeway to the last word, which is salvation. This is the purpose for the Fire Guard series. This is the purpose for the Carbon 7 series. This is the purpose for the Blood series, salvation. Now, you say, Doc, I'm already saved, homie. Well, sure, me too, brother. I'm with you. I feel your pain. But now, I want to be, remember, effective. I want to do what Yahushua said. I want to pick up my cross. First of all, I want to deny my flesh or myself, because the word self, turn it around. Remember, the Bible is Babel. It's a Babel. It's designed to cause confusion. People think that you read the Bible for clarity. You read the Bible if you want to get dumbed down. Now, I know you're angry and upset if I say that, but you got to understand. Did anybody read the Bible and it makes sense to them? Yeah, that's what I thought. The Bible, again, is Babel. Babel, the Tower of Babel. God introduced language to cause confusion. So if God wanted to simplify things, there would be no Hebrew, there would be no Aramaic, there wouldn't be no Greek, there wouldn't be no French, there'd be one language. Because before the Tower of Babel, it said that there was on one language and they were on one accord and there was not nothing that they could not do. So in order for you to be effective, you need to have one language in your own head and you need to have one goal and you need to be, again, on one accord. If you do that, that's how you optimize your life. That's what I did. I made a decision. I hope to God that as this series goes, you make a decision. And that decision is salvation. And that the word salvation means the state of being saved or protected from harm and risk. That's what salvation means. Salvation is the act of saving or protecting from harm, risk, loss, destruction. So salvation, again, the act It's an ongoing process of protecting from harm. It is something, again, that brings about deliverance. Salvation, again, in the Latin, it has to do with the word save, as I mentioned, which is the word salvage. So that means that that's something that has the potential to cause you either financial harm, something that has to cause you health harm, something that causes you wisdom harm, something that causes you harm in your relationship. So anything that harms, anything that has the potential to hurt, anything that has the potential to limit, anything that has any type of risk, have any type of a penalty, have any type of destruction, have any type of loss. My job is to find that thing, point it out, and remove it. That's the purpose of the series. Now, I know a lot of people who've been in church for a long time, and their lives, they're not doing that. So, like, last night I was up because I decided, you know what, I need to do diaconal reports faster. Just for why? Because I want to be effective. I want to optimize my life. So I need to do 20 minimum, 20 reports a month. One man, me, by myself. One man show. Then I get to the point where, you know, hey, I'm making so much money that I can hire, you know, processors, as I told you guys before. But I got to start somewhere. And where do I start? I start at home. And when I start at home, it is very, very, very important that I stay at home, meaning in my space. No se te sum, know thyself. And it is so important, because if I don't know myself, I have no maturity. Hebrews 6:1 is the most, if you really are serious about life, and I'm praying, how, man, Heavenly Father, I pray for your people, that every person that listens to the sound of my voice, that they don't hear me, Father, but they actually sense your spirit. Father, I ask that you touch the minds and the hearts of every person that's listening to the sound of my voice. Brothers and sisters, I'm not in this for no popularity contest. I'm not trying to cause division. I'm a nice person. I actually like the thing that has been my crutch, and I was telling Dr. Span this, and this is her crutch too. Man, this, oh man. I really like people. I honestly do, man. I would love to have a freaking big compound where everybody could just come and just everybody would have, there would be no, I can't, that's why I can't go to no hospitals. I want to go to a hospital, I want to heal everybody. If I go to an orphanage, I want to feed everybody. If I go to, I want to close everybody. I get angry when I can't solve problems because I care too much. And my caring is weaponized. And maturity is the understanding that I can't save people. That is not my job. But I want to. I want to save people, but that's not my job. So the Father is telling me, and I'm learning, you can't save. That is not your job. But what is my job? My job is to build your temple, to expose you to the Father, the Most High God, because it can save. I'm just a vessel. I'm an extension. I'm an ambassador. I am here to light the fire that is shut up in your bones. There is fire that is shut up in your bones. And it is my job to say things, as we're going to talk about, because the Bible says it. Your fire, your blood is activated when you hear certain phrases. So if you're never around, that's why, you know, church is important. You go to church, you hear something, and it ignites. But if you go to the wrong church and you hear the wrong something, because remember, whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it swings to the right. Now, you can test the, you can test my theory out, man. Oh, man, it is so easy to see when you have discernment. It is my prayer that everybody listen to the sound of my voice. If you don't listen to this series from me, that you get on your knees and you ask the Father, because he'll show you the same thing that he showed me. If for some reason or other you don't have the creativity, and let me say this, man, out front, nobody has a money problem. There is nobody. There's no reason. This series costs $49. Today's the last day. $49. After that, it goes to $100. Nobody has a money problem. Everybody has a creativity problem, or we just have, we don't see the value in it. And that's okay, because we're all at different places. We're all at different spaces. We're all at different levels. So if you don't see the value in something, you're not going to invest in it. That's okay. But nobody has a money problem, because money is just creativity. And creativity is the ability to basically create. We all have that capacity. Some of us have more of it than others. But my job is to make sure that you understand that the word fire, again, is simply a reaction. So I want to say something that's going to cause a reaction. That's fire. And then that reaction makes you unlimited. That makes you God. Now, again, Psalms 82, verse 6, it says in the book, it's said in your word, it's written in your word, do you not know that ye are gods? Now, I'm not saying that you are the most high God. What is the first commandment? You should have no other God before me. If God said thou shalt not have no other God before me, that means there's other gods. Now, I've said this 1,000 times, you can read them. It lists all of those other gods, and you are in one of those categories. So if you want to know what your God class or God kind is, just read Judges chapter 10, verse 6, or Judges chapter 6, verse 10. It lists all the classes of gods. Now, again, what is God? God requires three elements to be present at the same time. If those three elements in you or in anybody else are not present, you're not God. You're not a God. You're not of the God kind. You're not of the God class. So I'm of the God kind. I'm of the God class. Now, you could be of the mankind, or you could be of mankind, or mankind. You could be of the animal kind. There are different kingdoms. Now, remember, I have a person. He has a place. And I got a position inside of that place. That is the three P's, or the three things that makes me a part of the God kind or the God class. So fire has three things in order for fire to exist. God has three things in order for God to exist. And you have those same three things. Are you not a person? Anybody here that's not a, now you could be a person, you could be a place, or you could be a thing, a noun. Everybody that's listening to me, you're a person. Now you are in a place right now. And in this place, you have a position right now. Now you got multiple of all three. So you live on multiple, you live in a multiverse, because you can take on multi states, which we're going to break down during the series, which is why it's so important. Because maybe the state that you're in is not the state that you should be, because you don't have no combustion. You got combustion, but it's cold. So you may be in a bioluminescent state. You're in a cold job. You're in a cold relationship. You're in a cold. You got light, but you ain't got no heat. So you ain't got no fire. There is no combustion because you're missing one of the three elements. And if you're missing one of the three elements, brothers and sisters, you don't have this enthusiasm that I have. You don't have this inspiritas that I have. You don't have this charisma, which is inside of your Dear Cornelius report. That's the Greek word for the English word gift. Again, look at your Dear Cornelius report. Charismatic, where the word charismatic comes from. Know what that word means? Everybody says, yeah, I want to go to a, remember the charismatic movement? That just meant the purpose movement. The word charismatic actually means diakonia, which means purpose, which means position, which means office, which means service, which means ministry. So it means gifts. It means spiritual gift. So you got to have those three things. Enthusiasm, again, means entheos, which I've said on pretty much every show. E-N. That means God in us. So, is God in you? Do you have an identity? You have an understanding that there is a force, a frequency, a wave, a vibration, a person, an essence that is bigger than you, that you are part of. And does this person, now remember, it is the three P's, the person, the place, and the position. That is what makes you not part of the animal kingdom. It doesn't make you a part of the, you know, the angelic kingdom. That is why all of the angels are jealous of you. Because you have an option to change classes. They don't. So when you volunteer to come down here, now you can actually become like one of us. And what I'm going to share with you about the cherubim and the flaming sword in this series, this one piece of knowledge will change your life forever, if you can understand it, because some people can't. So in conclusion, this series is very important for you to understand, because this series, what you do on earth determines your class. It determines where, what class, what type of being you go to, or where you be in eternity. Now, I come from a different understanding than a lot of people. And I'm going to talk about that in the series, about your prior existence and your eternal existence. Based upon, this is a proving ground. You get to choose ye this day whom ye will serve. There are many gods. And the God that you serve, that's the class that you're in. So you can be a part of any class. You have something that the angels don't have. That's why the angels are jealous of you. That's why, as we're going to talk about in the series when we break down the jinn, they hate you. Now, some of you may have came from that class of being in a prior existence. Now, that's another study for another time, because I lose people. But all you got to understand is, right now, you have the opportunity to establish it, just like Yahushua said. He says that I am the firstborn of many brethren. So that means first in a series or a succession. So there's one, and then there's a series. There's a succession. It's like a conveyor belt of beings that are going to be like standing. This series is a part of that, because right now, the cherubim that is standing in front of you is your cerebra, or your cerebellum, your brain. Your brain is a cherub. Now, this cherub has a flaming sword. And that flaming sword is prohibiting you from eating of the tree and becoming like the God kind. So why did God have the cherubim guard the east side of Eden in Genesis 3, verse 24? Can you reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to me why the God at that time, now this was the Most High God, but Genesis 3 says 24, which I will answer during this series, and it's going to blow your cookies. He drove out man at the east. I can mean go south, west. He drove out man from the east of the garden of Eden. Remember the word garden means den, Eden means pleasure. So man was just chilling, but he put him out of a place of peace. And he placed a cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. So Yahushua came that way you can get past this cherubim that has this flaming sword. Because Yahushua said, hey, I come that you may have life and life more abundantly. But there's a cherub there that's prohibiting you from having this life. Yahushua said, yeah, I'm going to deal with him. So there is a cherub with a flaming sword that is turning every which way, so that way you don't have a overstanding that I have. So my job is to make sure that you understand, because see, in the Western, when the Western culture, we don't understand and we don't really get into it the way they do it over there in the East. And one of the things about being stationed in the Orient, to understand the Oriental culture, because there's a specific reason why it talked about, how can we just talk about the North or the South? It says at the east of the Garden of Eden that they put that cherub. It could have put it anywhere, but he put it on the east. And it's blocking the way to the tree of life. And it is turning every which direction. So no matter what direction it is, that cherub is preventing you from understanding something. So it is the east side. Go to most major cities. Where do all of the carbon beings live? I live in San Antonio. Go to the east side of San Antonio. I live in San Diego. Go to the east side of San Diego. Go to East LA. Go to east. Go to any east in any city. Have you ever been to East St. Louis? That is the most. What about New Jersey? Go to the east side, brother. Go to the east side of any city, which is a sale. Go to the east side of any city in the United States of America. The United States. United. A bunch of states. That's dispositions. That's demons. The United Demons of America. Now, you know America is spelled A-M-E-K-K-I-R-I-A. It's not spelled the way we spell it now. You know what America means? Another study for another time, but we got to break it down for you, brother. You might want to be on this series, because we got to blow some cookies. Because why? This is the only reason why what I'm saying doesn't make sense to you. This is the only reason that people can stay in a tradition and not do what Hebrews 6:1 says, maturity. I want to be mature. I'm tired, brothers and sisters, of going around the mulberry bush. I'm tired. I'm getting old, man. Even though I'm in my prime, I got about another 50, 60 years to go. But I'm tired of this nomenclature of life. I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am wise. I am in a great relationship. I am optimizing my life every day, and I want to help you optimize yours, because I have the salve that I'm going to apply that's going to salvage you, that's going to result in your salvation. It's not my ointment. I'm just a messenger. I just got a lot of mess, and I got a little age on me now. So now my mess plus my age has given me a mess age or a message. And my message to you is, greater is he that is in you, the Ospark, the way it says in the Transformers. The Ospark is inside of you, brother. We're going to ignite it during this series. And we're going to activate the fire that is shut up in your bones. Join me on this series. Starts tomorrow night at 7. Again, today's the last day for the $49. After that, it goes to $99. And then after we start, it goes to $199. I love you. I appreciate you, man. I see you guys on this series, because it's going to be a powerful series. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio. Tell you that you nice, snap out the actio. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.